Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Time to play Beat Shazam, 5 seconds to identify songs. Emmys were last night. These are all TV themes. You just need to tell me the show.
Oh, just the show.
You don't have to tell me anything more than just the show. Starting with Kara.
That's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Is the correct answer.
I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. I said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
All right, over to Drex TV themes. This will be very quick and easy. Ready?
Yeah, I believe that's the Rembrandt's thing and singing the Friends theme.
It is correct. In honor of the Emmys last night, these are primetime TV shows. Back over to Kara.
That's Seinfeld.
Yes, ma'am. That's all you get.
That's right. Do we need more?
As we go through time, the themes get shorter and shorter. Back over to Drex.
Thank you for being a friend.
It's our girls, ain't it? The Golden Girls.
Yes, sir.
If you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Just out of respect, you gotta play,
gotta play the whole thing, yeah.
Song. Back over to Kara.
House.
It is. And finally on Beat Shazam TV theme strikes, if you get this, you tie. Hey,
hey. Hey, hey. Yeah, one of my favorite shows. How do you not love Modern Family?
Love it. And that theme song, 11 seconds
right,
in.
Is it really?
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Randy, your wife is making you ask forgiveness from your daughter who's away at college right now. Do I have that right?
Well, I had to cut off my daughter's credit card. Well, my credit card.
Okay, why?
She's going to Kennesaw.
Right.
I gave it to her for emergencies. Like, honest to God, emergencies. Like being stranded somewhere or not having a ride home or, you know, an honest emergency,
Right.
Not ordering tons of Chick-fil-A
with
her and her friends and delivery and all that nonsense.
Sometimes nuggies can be an emergency.
Yeah.
Well, not when I'm paying for it.
So she didn't follow the rules. You punished her by pulling the credit card. What's the problem?
Well, she's not answering our calls. I keep calling her phone. She doesn't pick up. The only way we can even try to reach her is through the dorm room phone.
Right.
We still can't get her there, and I can hear, I can literally hear her in the background whispering with her girlfriends.
Oh, geez.
And she thinks that we're clueless, that we have no idea. So it's enough already.
So you want us to help you get in touch with her?
Let her know the deal.
Yeah, well, the credit card, like you said, it's a safety thing, and you want her to be responsible. This is a good time to start learning how to be responsible.
We're not always going to be there. And she's got to straighten out her financial and trust issues.
Okay, this feature, though, is called Forgive and Forget, not Tough Love.
Right.
Like, you don't sound remorseful or like you really want forgiveness.
Well, like I said, her mother's making me do this, and she's sitting right here.
So really, you're afraid of your wife, and you want our help making sure that everything's smooth with your daughter to make things right at home, correct?
Well, I got to spend a lot more time with her than the kid.
We will contact your daughter next.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Randy gave his daughter a credit card to use for emergencies and then cut it off when she used it to buy Chick-fil-A for her and her friends. Now she's not answering calls. Randy's wife says he needs to ask their daughter for forgiveness. Randy, sit tight. We're going to get your daughter on the phone.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kelsey?
Yeah.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
I'm good. Are you calling about the money?
What money?
The $1,000. Are you guys, are you guys going to pay my bills?
Well, no. We are calling about bills, though. Apparently, you ran up some Chick-fil-A charges.
I don't even have that credit card anymore.
Yeah, it took us forever to get in touch with you. Your cell phone goes right to voicemail.
I murdered that phone.
You murdered it?
What does that mean? You murdered the phone?
I smashed it into like a million pieces.
On purpose?
You know how they like announced the new iPhone?
Yeah, they just had a big reveal last week, the iPhone 13.
Well, I thought that meant it was coming out, but it was just an announcement, and like you have to pre-order the new phone.
Ooh, so, hold on a second. I'm trying to understand. So you smashed your phone hoping you would get a new one, but they're not coming out for a couple weeks, so now you're SOL.
Pretty much, yeah.
Why would you destroy your own telephone?
Because I have an iPhone 4S. I mean, it's... I might as well just have a dead phone. It's like, I shouldn't even have a phone at all.
4S.
Can't even do anything.
Is in older generation. Wow. Like, you can't take selfies with that phone.
I can't do anything. Like, no updates, no apps. I mean, there's not even a front-facing camera. Like, nothing.
I think those things were 8 gigabytes, because I used to have one.
What's been holding you back from getting a new phone, Kelsey?
I mean, my dad pays my bills, and he's like, your phone works fine. You don't need a new one. So, you know, I figured if I destroyed my phone, then he would, like, give me a new one because I would need it.
All right, nice move, Brainiac. So what are you going to do now?
So, Kelsey.
Wait.
That's your dad who actually called. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. He was having a hard time getting in touch with you. He and your mom are very concerned about you because you're not answering your phone. Now we find out it's because you destroyed it.
Yeah. It's an iPhone 4S.
Randy, what's the concern about not getting Kelsey a new phone?
She's a college student. She's up there to learn. She's not there to make TikTok videos and eat Tide Pods.
Oh, my God, Dad. That's so 2019. That's not even funny.
Is this a money issue?
It's a character issue. It's a trust issue. It's a financial issue.
I get that.
I'm not buying you the top-of-the-line phone, especially after you went and destroyed your own phone just because you didn't like it.
It was an accident.
It was listening to you. Come on.
What if we split the difference? If Kelsey was getting an 8-count mini and had an iPhone 4S, what if we had a 4-count mini and an iPhone 8? Just flip the numbers.
4-count mini? You're talking about chicken. Kelsey, this feature again is called Forgive and Forget. Your dad called us because he wanted to, your mom wanted your forgiveness for cutting off the credit card. Can we work something out where maybe, Randy, you get her the phone and maybe Kelsey can get a job or something?
Sure. If my dad is willing to help me with a new phone, I would be willing to get a job on top of being a full-time student Chick-fil-A on the emergency credit card.
We didn't want you to have to work while you're going to school, but during the summer, when you're off, you're going to have to get some kind of a job.
To pay back.
I can absolutely meet you halfway.
That's all fair. Right.
And meanwhile, Kelsey has missed 3 classes during this conversation. So.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Tomorrow morning at 7, Kathy has been in charge of collecting the money for the office Powerball pool, but needs forgiveness because she hasn't been using the money to buy Powerball tickets.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what has she been using that money for? We're going to talk to her tomorrow morning at 7.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Oh my goodness. Things are getting real. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Rain today, 75. Braves beat the Giants 3-0. Falcons, of course, lost to the Buccaneers 48-25. What else is going on, Kara?
Are y'all feeling lucky? This may be the week to buy a lottery ticket. There was no winner Friday night for Mega Millions and no winner for Saturday night's Powerball either. So now both jackpots are close to $500 million. Mm. Tonight's Powerball worth $472 million and tomorrow's Mega Millions $432 million. Now the chances of anybody winning this, slim to none. I think it's like one in 300 million, but we can always dream, right? Better, and you can't win if you don't play.
You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning and becoming the president at the same time.
Now, if you want to go check out some extreme talent, you're going to want to head down to Atlanta Motor Speedway. America's Got Talent Extreme is going to be in Hampton filming the spinoff reality competition from September 27th through October 20th. Now, this one focuses on the more dangerous, death-defying acts that can't be contained in the theater that usually does the show. So tickets for the tapings are totally free. You just go to oncameraaudiences.com. They've got two audience areas where they'll have, like, the vaccinated gets one side and the unvaxxed get the other.
Great.
That way, it's not going to be an issue. You do have to be at least 12 years old to go. And I do know that Simon Cowell is one of the judges, so he will be in the building.
That was my question. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yep. Last night was the 73rd Emmy Awards. Did y'all watch any of it?
No, they just got to figure it out. You know, the award shows just fall on deaf ears now, except for the Grammys, because they figured it out. Like, all right, we're going to give away a couple awards, but and this is going to be a huge concert.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely wasn't like that, but it was one of the better award shows. It wasn't as political themed as normally, but streaming services were king. Netflix's The Crown was the big winner, taking home 7.
Wow.
And it all got started with a cool little tribute to Biz Markie from our host, Cedric the Entertainer, Rita Wilson, LL Cool J, and Lil Dicky.
Baby, you got what I need. Would you say he's just a friend? Would you say he's just a friend? Oh, baby, you.
The whole audience got into it. It was really, really cute.
Did you say Rita Wilson?
Rita Wilson did a little rap. It was
Tom Hanks' wife?
Yeah. Yes.
Rita Wilson.
Yes. I know, very odd. And then Seth Rogen was actually one of the first presenters, and he was pretty surprised about the outdoor location.
Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing? They said this was outdoors. It's not. They lied to us. We're in a hermetically sealed tent right now. I would not have come to this. Why is there a roof? It's more important that we have 3 chandeliers than that we make sure we don't kill Eugene Levy tonight. That is what has been decided.
So the Queen's Gambit ended up winning for limited series. Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis, and Kate Winslet for Mary of Easttown. It was a pretty good showing.
Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks' wife.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Melissa in Stockbridge, everybody. Yay!
Hi, everybody. Yay!
She's here.
Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Get out, Kara.
I'm gone, Melissa. Good luck.
All right, Kara's going to leave the studio. We'll ask you the 5 pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she's going to pay you $100 of her own money. You ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. Google says questions about pumpkins were up 4,000% last week. Pumpkins are synonymous with what holiday?
Halloween.
Number 2. The Falcons are 0-2 after getting beat by the Tampa Bay Bucks yesterday. True or false, Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan threw 3 interceptions.
True.
Even if you didn't watch the game, that's a good gamble, right? Number 3, Adele and her new boyfriend made their relationship Facebook official over the weekend. Adele credits what all-female British pop group as her main influence?
I don't know that.
You're going to kick yourself when you hear the answer.
You do, but you just don't. Number 4, the pandemic has now led to a shortage of Lunchables. What company makes Lunchables?
Oscar Mayer.
Number 5, The Crown, Ted Lasso, and Mayor of Easttown were the big winners of the Emmys last night. Ted Lasso is a soccer coach for what fictitious team?
I don't know that either.
Yeah, you either know that one or you don't. Let's bring Kara back in.
All right, Melissa in Stockbridge, you did well this morning. We'll see what happens. It's Monday, a little fog in the room.
Let's see if you did well enough. Ready, Kara, for the same questions. Number one, Google says questions about pumpkins were up 4,000% last week. What kinds of questions do people have about pumpkins?
Oh, you would be surprised, Dad.
Pumpkins are synonymous with what holiday?
Halloween.
That's what Melissa said, 1-1.
Question two, the Falcons are 0-2 after getting beat by Tampa yesterday. True or false, Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan threw 3 interceptions.
True.
Two of them for a pick six. All right, it's 2-1. Melissa did, 2-2. Melissa said that as well.
Number three, Adele and her new boyfriend made their relationship Facebook official over the weekend. Adele credits what all-female British group as her main influence?
The Spice Girls.
Melissa, the Spice Girls. Didn't have an answer. It's 3-2.
Really, Adele?
Yeah, when Jerry Halliwell left, she said she was distraught.
Number four. The pandemic has now led to a shortage of Lunchables. What company makes Lunchables?
Heinz. Kraft.
Technically, that's their parent company. Yes, it's Oscar Mayer. I have to give that to you because Heinz Kraft...
She just named all the companies.
Heinz Kraft Company does own Oscar Mayer, so we'll give it to her. It's 4-3. Kara's up.
Oh, well, what I thought I was boycotting Kraft and going with Heinz. Number five, The Crown. Ted Lasso and Mayor of Easttown were big winners of the Emmys last night. Ted Lasso is a soccer coach for what fictitious team?
The soccer team is the Greyhounds.
The Richmond Greyhounds
is the right answer.
Are you guys not watching Ted Lasso yet? Like,
I've seen a little bit, but I wouldn't know the name of the team.
Do yourself a service. All right, final score this morning, 5-3. Melissa and Stockbridge, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm not smarter than Kara.
Kara, your new record, 1,113 wins and 37 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Melissa.
It's okay.
We're going to play again tomorrow. If you want to take a crack at it, sign up at tadandrex.com. Emmys were last night, celebrating television.
Mm-hmm.
When we were growing up, didn't our parents used to try to limit our television viewing because it rots your brain?
Sure, yeah.
Is that not nonsense? TV has taught us so much.
Are you talking about lessons you learned from watching TV or movies, Tan?
Yeah, like what? For example, a lot of people learned how to do CPR from watching The Office.
Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
Staying Alive.
What did TV actually teach you?
I'm stupid. I don't want to talk about it.
You say that, and then you're like, please.
I don't want to talk about it. And meanwhile, you're motioning. Come on, ask me.
The Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
I learned that, like, the bad person in your life or the villain in your life, a little bit of them lives inside of you.
Oh. Kara, what did you learn from TV?
Mine wasn't so heady. I actually learned how to properly put out a grease fire from Just the 10 of Us, I think it was. It's either Just the 10 of Us or 227.
What? How, like, do you put 80s. Out a grease fire, Kara?
You're not supposed to use water. No. You're supposed to use baking soda or flour.
What about a fire extinguisher?
That works too, but...
You got one of those hanging around?
This was like the 80s when people didn't really have fire extinguishers everywhere like they do now.
All right. Yolanda's on the phone, 404-741-0985. What did TV teach you?
Well, my mom had a quadruple bypass, and I watched Grey's Anatomy fluently. And so I remember one episode someone had a quadruple bypass or whatnot. So when the doctors were talking to me about what they're going to do and possibilities, and I started throwing possibilities on different procedures and what to do, like putting her on bypass when it comes to her blood. And they was like, are you in the medical field? And I was like, no, I just learned this from Grey's Anatomy.
I love this. Fantastic. 404-741-0985. We're going to talk to Carrie, who's on hold in Sandy Springs right now. She says that Beverly Hills 90210 saved her sister's life.
Whoa.
We'll talk to her and find out how next. We're talking about, you know, our parents when we were growing up, like the Emmys were last night. It celebrates TV. And mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but my parents were always like, ew, television rots your brain, which I disagree with. So we're looking for the thing that you saw on TV that actually taught you something, you learn from it. Maybe You've learned how to put out a fire, Kara.
Yeah.
Yes, it's on Facebook. What are people saying there?
Tiffany Horn from Atlanta says all the true crime story shows that she watches taught her how to dispose of a body.
See?
And Stephen Poindexter says on Friends, when you say you're on a break, it doesn't actually mean you're on a break.
Uh-huh.
You slept with someone else?
We were on a break.
You can post one to our Facebook page, Carrie and Sandy Springs. What'd you learn from watching TV?
So this was a while ago, but I just remember being in high school and watching 90210, like the original 90210. Mm-hmm. And at one point, the girls were like reading through this teen magazine, and it said in there something about breast health and doing a self exam every month. And the girls just kind of did it out of like, you know, oh, this is funny, let's do this. And then it turned into something more serious for Brenda in the show.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and that totally made an impact on me. Like, wow, this is something that could really affect me at this point in my life. And my husband's sister actually found her breast cancer by doing a monthly breast exam.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was able to find it early, and she's great. I mean, she's in remission. She had to go through treatment and stuff. So yeah, so TV can totally teach you something good.
This is what I love about it, is it's not the shows that you expect. Like, I expect to learn something from an after school special, right?
Right.
Or from Danny Tanner.
Right. Yeah.
Bev Niner, not so much.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.